Jack opened his eyes. They were back in the Frog Creek woods. No time at all had passed while they'd been gone. It was almost twilight. Snowflakes fell like tiny feathers outside the treehouse window. Annie shivered. "I'm cold," she said. "Here, take my scarf," said Jack. He pulled off his scarf.
"No, you need it," said Annie.
"No, take it, I'll be okay." Jack put his scarf around Annie's neck. "What will you tell Mom when she asks about your scarf?" he asked.
"I'll just tell her the Sisters of Fate took it as payment for telling us how to find the eye of the ice wizard in the hole in the hollow hill," said Annie.
"Right," said Jack, laughing.
"We'd better get home before dark," said Annie.
She started down the rope ladder. Jack followed her. As they stepped onto the ground, Jack remembered the wind string.
"We forgot to give this back," he said.
He reached into his pocket and pulled out the string. "I guess Merlin's magic took the sleigh back to Camelot." Jack and Annie looked at the string for a moment.
"Untie a knot,"
Annie whispered. Jack took off his gloves and untied a knot. He held his breath and waited. Nothing happened. He gave Annie a little smile.
"I guess in our world it's just a piece of string," he said.
Jack put the string back in his pocket. He and Annie started walking over the snowy ground between the trees. As they walked, Jack looked for Teddy's and Kathleen's footprints, but they were completely gone. Jack and Annie moved out of the woods and down their street. They saw Christmas tree lights sparkling in people's houses and candles shining in windows. Their boots squeaked as they crossed their snow-covered yard. When they got to the stairs of the porch, Jack stopped. He stared in astonishment. Annie's red woolen scarf was draped over the railing of the porch.
"I don't believe it," said Jack.
"I do," said Annie.
They hurried up the stairs and Annie grabbed her scarf.
"Look,"
she said. She held up the scarf to show Jack. There was a tiny picture woven into it, a picture of him and Annie and two white wolves. Jack was speechless.
"Cool, huh?"
said Annie. She gave Jack back his scarf. Then she tied her scarf around her neck. She tucked the part with the picture under her jacket collar. The front door opened. A delicious smell wafted out from the house.
"Hi," said their mom. "The cookies are ready. Come inside and get warm."
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The Magic Treehouse Collection, Volume 8. Christmas in Camelot. Produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Executive producer, Karen DiMattia. Original music by John Guth. Text copyright 2001, Mary Pope Osborne. Production copyright 2001, Random House Inc. Haunted Castle on Hallow's Eve. Produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Executive producer, Brian Smith. Original music by Lewis Milgram. Text copyright 2003, Mary Pope Osborne. Production copyright 2004, Random House Inc. Summer of the Sea Serpent. Produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Executive producer, Brian Smith. Original music by John Guth. Text copyright 2004, Mary Pope Osborne. Production copyright 2004, Random House Inc. Winter of the Ice Wizard. Produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Executive producer, Brian Smith. Original music by John Guth. Text copyright 2004, Mary Pope Osborne. Production copyright 2004, Random House Inc. All rights reserved.